How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
And it's Lucas who messaged us late last week and wants to know what is going on with Maddie. Lucas, welcome to Second Date Update. How are you?
Thanks. My bad luck with Maddie, led me to good luck of talking to you. So
yeah.
I guess you got a silver lining, right?
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. Tell us a little bit about Maddie and kind of what stood out, why you went out and all that kind of stuff.
She's an all-around standout. She's gorgeous, smart. She started her own successful graphic design business, and most importantly, she's fun.
Yeah,
she's ambitious.
Cool. Good. How did the date go, Lucas? Most importantly,
pretty well. Good vibes. We met for drinks. We actually almost went to a club after, but decided to call it a night because we were both at work and the next day and retired. But
nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Even considering going out dancing on a weeknight means you guys must be like you're in your 20s.
Younger,
right?
Yeah, because I'm thinking, what?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. So can you think of any reason, we have to ask you this, because there must be some reason that Maddie's not getting back to you, Lucas. So what do you think that reason might be?
I have no idea. I mean, maybe she was imitated by my 1,000-watt smile. I don't know. I have no idea.
Or blinded by your modesty? Yes. Right? Okay, so here's what we're going to ask you to do is just stay quiet. We're going to call Maddie right now, okay? And we're going to come back in 3 minutes, hopefully get her on the line. If she agrees to come on with us, get some answers on why we haven't been able to get this thing to a second date, because you sound like you're obviously really attracted to Maddie.
Yeah.
And that, this really could lead somewhere. So let's find out what's going on. Second Date Update, back in 3 minutes with Maddie on the Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Our listener Lucas feels that girls like Maddie just don't come around that often.
She's an all-around standout. She's gorgeous, smart. She started her own successful graphic design business. And, most importantly, she's
cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
She's ambitious.
So why then, after a great first date with Maddie, has Lucas not heard back? Let's find out here on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Maddie?
Is this related to an order?
No, it's not. It's not a sales call or a spam call, Maddie. In fact, it's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We're trying to get your feedback, actually, about something a little more personal than...
Wait, did someone set me up?
It's not a setup.
It's about a date you actually went on, and it's not a prank or anything, but if things go well... It would be a setup for a second date with somebody that you went out with about a week or so ago named Lucas. Do you remember him?
I do.
Can you tell us how that first date went?
Like a dating review?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. Did you enjoy your time with him?
Yeah, I mean, he's nice and all, but he just doesn't have any class.
Well, no, why do you say that?
Well, we got turned away at a club because he was wearing a T-shirt.
He got turned away at the club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was this downtown?
It was, but he just, the point is any club would have turned him down. Like, he had a shirt with this like big athletic logo on the front, and they said like they don't allow it because it brings the place down.
Wow. He told us that you guys decided not to go dancing.
Because it was a weeknight.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It was like pure humiliation. I mean, a client of mine saw it happen.
Wow. So you're outside, like, in line waiting to get in, and and then the bouncer...
I promise.
Hello?
To take her back another time. I'm good for it, Maddie.
What?
Okay, yeah, all right, Maddie doesn't know. We talked to Lucas about 5 minutes ago on the show, and then we called you after talking to him. And so what were you saying, Lucas?
All right. That kind of happened at the door. It was a little embarrassing, but don't know. I didn't get the memo that we'd be going out all night. And maybe I wear a blazer or something. And I thought it was just casual drinks.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but I'm not feeling it. So.
And what was it exactly, Lucas, that you were wearing? Was it a hockey jersey or what?
Yeah, it was like a Ryder Cup shirt.
Okay.
It was.
Well, that's classy. It's golf.
Cool. Yeah.
Right. So, Maddie, were you upset then when you met for drinks that he's wearing like this T-shirt?
So, do you think he wasn't dressed up enough for you on the date?
Yes, exactly.
So, sorry, I should explain more. Like, it wasn't just that he had that T-shirt. It was that he couldn't laugh it off, the fact that, like, we got turned down. And he started arguing with them, and he was, like, trying to rope me into it, and that was the deal breaker.
Okay, because he got in the face of the bouncer or whoever?
Yeah.
Lucas, you want to explain yourself there or what?
I mean... I just thought the way I was addressed was really rude and disrespectful, and I just confronted that.
And who was it that, and Maddie, who was it that saw all this happen? Did you say, like, your boss or somebody?
A client.
Okay. Yeah. And so that was embarrassing because they were there in line, too, and then this guy you're with, who you don't even really know, Lucas, on the first date, then kind of gets up in front, and they witnessed that, too.
Exactly.
Okay. Would you even consider, Maddie, giving Lucas a second chance? You know, maybe you could go out to dinner. I think, Lucas, you mentioned you have a blazer. I don't know if you need to wear a blazer, but...
throw something over that T-shirt.
Someplace where you wouldn't have to worry about the door policy.
You know, thank you. I'm good, though.
Okay. So it was his kind of overreaction to what he... Okay. Yeah. Lucas, what do you have to say for yourself? Have you learned?
I guess I have. I mean, thanks for trying, guys. That's all I can say right now.
Okay. When you go out on a date, what would you wear, PT, if you were back out there dating again?
Well, the one thing I will say is, generally speaking, you want to be, you know, maybe a little bit classier than the place you're at, right?
Like, this is coming from a guy who
usually wears cargo shorts and a softball jersey from 2009.
But you look good. I'd let you in anywhere.
Yeah, well... I think you got to, when in doubt, just be a little bit nicer than, you know, than the place you're going to. You know what I'm saying, Lucas?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Completely. Yeah.
All right. Well, Maddie.
But, or don't argue with the bouncer. Maybe that was.
I think that's the bigger issue, yeah. Maddie, probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. That's why they say dress to impress, not depress.
Right.
All right.
Guys, hey, best of luck, man.
Yeah, and thanks for both of you being on Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.